Well, boys and girls, it's lovely to be with you this morning. And I'm going to share with you something that I'm really, really concerned about. I'm not sure that you can help me. I'm not sure even if I can find the answer to this, but maybe, just maybe, you and I are the answer to this. You see, I'm greatly concerned today that we, I'm talking about all of us now, grown-ups as well as the boys and girls, that we have forgotten at times to be thankful. I was reading the other day in God's word about his people of old, and God said to them that he had led them, he had fed them, he had kept them, he had blessed them, he had given them vineyards that they never planted, he had done everything for them, but God had one complaint against them, and it was simply this. God says, when I did all of this for you, when I gave you all of those things, you forgot about me. You forgot about me. They took so much for granted, and they had stopped giving God thanks. Listen to what the psalmist says in Psalm 100. He says in verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. A little boy on one occasion was going to have to leave home to go and stay with his aunt. It was because his mother had been sick, and his mother was going into hospital to have an operation, and the little boy had to go somewhere so that he would be well looked after, and so that little boy was sent away to the countryside, and he was to stay with his aunt. Now, of course, the aunt, because of the circumstances at home, she was making a real fuss of him, and she wanted to do everything that would help the little boy settle in and forget about his mother. So she got him nicely tucked in. The first night he was there in bed, a lovely hot water bottle at his feet, and he was tucked in, and she came across and she hugged him and she kissed him and she prayed with him. And then she said, now, you have a real good night's sleep, and when you come down in the morning, I'll have a good breakfast for you on the table. So the little boy struggled for a little while, but once he forgot about his mum and home, he fell asleep, and the next morning he came down the stairs and he just was getting himself all sorted out, and he was yawning. And when he came down, sat down at the table, his auntie set him down a big bowl of grapefruit and pineapple. And he took a look at it and he, I don't like that. And I'll not be eating it. Well, of course, his auntie, trying to help him settle in a very difficult situation, she removed it and she made him something else and set it down. And the little boy, he poked at it and he hooked at it, and then he got up and he left the table, went outside to play. Well, he had worked hard all day at the farm and he had played. That night he came back and the same procedure. He was tucked into bed and the aunt kissed him and prayed with him and said, now I see you in the morning. I'll have something nice for your breakfast. When he came down the next morning, hadn't she a lovely fry sitting on the table? Now, just in case I would be staying with you sometime, let me tell you what a good fry is. It's a whole soda, 2 bits of bacon, 2 sausages, a pancake, 2 potato bread, 2 eggs, mushrooms and a grilled tomato. Now, that's what I call a good fry. Well, it might not just have been as big as that, but the wee boy sat down, he looked at it. I don't like that. And I'll not be eating it. Well, his auntie thought, I'll say nothing, and she took it away and made him something else on the third morning. Down he came, the same procedure. He was tired, just getting out of bed, and he sat down in a big bowl of crunchy nut cornflakes. Plenty of sugar, lovely cold milk. They looked at his aunt and he said, I don't like that, and I'll not be eating it. Well, she was getting a wee bit frustrated, and she said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. What is it that your mummy makes in the morning? He says, porridge. She said, that's fine. So the next morning when he came down, just wakened, and he sat down at the table, his auntie set him down a great big bowl of piping hot porridge. And he looked at it. He said, I don't like that. I'll not be eating it. She said, but you told me that every morning your mother makes porridge. He says she does, and I still don't like it, and I'll still not eat it. And you know, boys and girls, that young boy was being ungrateful. He just wasn't thankful for all the things in life that was being provided for him. Just recently I heard one of the politicians on the television being interviewed and said that as far as this nation of ours was concerned, it was producing a host of people who were most ungrateful. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But boys and girls, you and I early in life need to learn to appreciate the goodness of God toward us. The good things that God provides for us every single day. Things that we need. Sometimes things that we don't need that we take for granted. Things that others in the world have to go without. And yet the Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Heavenly Father above. Every day, meeting so many needs. Can I ask you a question? When was the last time that you just stopped and you bowed your head and you just said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my salvation. Because without that salvation, I would have nothing in life and no hope beyond the grave. Thank you for your Son, who every day walks with me along the pathway of life, never leaves me nor forsakes me. Thank you for your Son, who's my Savior. Thank you for the Scriptures. Thank you for your Word that you've given to us, because your Word, it's a lamp unto my feet, it's a light to my path. In this Word is everything I need for daily living. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the Scriptures. I could go on today with so many things that God has given to all of us, young and old alike. Never let a day pass without stopping, bowing your head, and just saying, thank you, Lord, for all your goodness to me. We can go through life, take our blessings for granted, and sometimes even be most ungrateful.